Congress returns to Washington this week after 7 weeks back home. Avoiding a government shutdown is sure to take up a good deal of time before the fiscal year comes to a close at the end of the month. This means many food and agriculture policy priorities will probably have to wait. That's according to Mary Kay Thatcher with the American Farm Bureau Federation.
I think there is a slight possibility the child nutrition bill moves, but that's not, you know, huge for ag. But no, I think they're not going to be around very many days, and if we'll be kind of lucky just to get the CR done. They're going to be very anxious given this election, I think, to really get out by the first week in October. So probably not, and unfortunately, probably not much in the lame duck either.
As for what might turn up in a continuing resolution that could concern agriculture, Thatcher says AFBF will be watching key safety net programs.
Well, we're always concerned about means testing, payment limits. Probably crop insurance is the number one target, whether it's you can't earn more than such and such adjusted gross income, or you can't get more than $40,000 or $50,000 in premium discounts. But that could also apply to the idea of farm programs, too. So those are probably the biggest things we'll be watching out for. I know the cotton folks are in hope that they can maybe resolve some of their issues in some kind of a resolution. So maybe we could get some good things out of it, too.
Post-election, Thatcher says that even if a different party does come to power in the Senate, the environment will still be very similar.
I think you'll have whatever side wins holding out for let's not move anything important until I'm in charge. But you know what's going to happen? I mean, even if you see the Senate flip from Republican to Democrat, you still got to have 60 votes to do practically anything. Neither side is going to have 60 votes. I mean, I strongly suspect it'll be a 51-49 split or a 50-50 split. It's going to be close, and it's going to be so much closer. It's going to be more difficult to do things next time than it's been the last 4 years.
Aside from the typical August recess, Congress is also expected to be out of town in October. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.